no objection or support. Many of you, I believe, or maybe all of you, were sitting on this commission when Mr. Hine applied for a conditional use for the business which he operates, which is known as Locomotive. The conditional use was ultimately approved. It's a business situated along Route 24, just a little bit west of the intersection with Plantations Road to the north and Warrington Road to the south. The conditional use, or Locomotive, has its business has expanded, and in order to meet that growth, it seeks to be able to move its business to an appropriate location. One of the conditions, ironically, of the conditional use application was that the business couldn't expand in its current location due to several reasons, one of which being the size of the lot and concerns about its location and proximity to the intersection and traffic along Route 24. The site that the application we are here for tonight is in a commercially active area already. As was just described, there are letters of support from the surrounding properties. And as was indicated, there are photographs in the exhibit notebook that were presented to the commission at the end of May. And if you turn to tab two, the first photograph is a photograph looking at the site itself. And you will see that the rear boundary of the site is is Old Landing Mini Storage Facility, which, while the property is currently zoned AR1, there's obviously a fairly substantial commercial use of that property, which I believe is subject to a conditional use. And if the following pictures, I'll call them 2, 3, 4, and 5, show that commercial use. The property immediately to the north of this property along Airport Road is zoned agricultural, and it is the property that is owned by Mr. Deloy. And that is one of the letters of support that has been submitted to the Planning Commission and to Council. The property immediately to the south is already zoned commercial, and the properties across the street from this property are also zoned commercial. So other than the property to the north, this property is surrounded by commercial use and activity. Immediately across the street, if you've driven down Airport Road, you know that there's a lawn and landscaping use of the property for a business called Hooked on Plants. The proposed use of this property, just to give the commission sort of a glimpse of what Mr. Hine's vision of what the property would be, is a building similar to that which is shown in tab 6, which, as you can see, is a building that would be able to house the operations where he does his screen printing and embroidery. Largely, that is what his business is consumed of. It's not consumed of on-site retail sales where people come in and shop a store to make a selection of something. People largely see what's on the internet or know of his business and call him or email him with designs that they'd like to have see screen printed or embroidered on a shirt or something similar to that, which is why that type of building that doesn't have a great retail area is appropriate, and frankly far more appropriate for the expansion of his business that's currently going on than the residential structure where he currently is located and operates out of. The other tabs to the exhibit notebook show obviously the commercial nature of the properties and the zoning of the properties that surround this site. And as the commission likely recalls, approximately a year ago, and might be a little more than that now, the 10.2 acres at the end of the intersection of Airport Road and Old Landing Road was the subject of a change of zone application, and that is now also commercial, although the map that I submitted shows it as being agricultural residential. This is in an environmentally sensitive developing district, and it's appropriate under the comprehensive land plan. This is a growth area, and this is an appropriate use. As was indicated, the state strategy spending map is included as part of tab 5. And under that map, this is a level 1 property, and which encourages economic growth and small business uses such as that which Logomotive would provide. Mr. Hine, who's standing next to me, if I may, I'd like to ask him if everything that I've said tonight is accurate regarding his business and his intended use of the property.
Yeah, I think it was very accurate.
And another question that I'm sure members of the commission may have for you is, what would you intend to do with the current site that Logomotive is at if this application were approved and you were able to move your business to Airport Road?
I'd personally like to turn it back into a residential house and use it as a rental property.
If you could, I've tried to describe for the commission the nature of your business, but obviously you could do that better since you've operated it for numerous years. If you could just describe the nature of your business, how work comes in and goes out from your business.
Okay. We're the bulk of our business is screen printing T-shirts and embroidery. Most of the work is done for local businesses where we would be outfitting their employees with logoed uniforms. We have a great client base, so most orders are placed over the phone or via email. It's basically repetition of previous year's orders with maybe an size changes based on new employees or things like that. We basically order the stuff in, get one UPS truck delivery a day. They would be the blank garments. We would embellish them with screen printing or embroidery, package them up. And most of the deliveries I make myself if they're local, or we send them back out in a UPS truck. There are some customers that do come pick up their own stuff, but most of it I try to deliver. It just gets me in front of their face and keeps good customer relation.
As was indicated by Mr. Lank, at the end of the exhibit notebook that was submitted, there are proposed findings of fact, which, if I may, I'd like to summarize. I guess the first point would be that this property or the proposed change of zone is consistent with the surrounding area as it's adjacent to and surrounded by properties that are already zoned commercial and also used commercially. As was indicated by Mr. Lang, there is correspondence from DelDOT, which has determined that based on the proposed use, there will not be enough traffic generated for the embroidery business and screening business to generate a traffic impact study. And you've just heard from Mr. Hine regarding how most of the work is accomplished and that it is not a retail use. In addition, the project complies with a comprehensive plan and also is consistent with the state strategy spending map. And last, this is a small business that's being proposed for an already active business commercial area situated along the Route 1 corridor. And it's desirable, obviously, because it's a small business and employs local individuals. And also, as you've just heard, provides services to many of the businesses, companies, and associations in Sussex County. Mr. Hine and I are ready for any questions that the members of the commission may have.
Okay, thank you. And now I'll start with Mr. Burton.
Great. Congratulations on expanding.
Thank you.
What would be the expansion of the number of employees?
I think it'd be great if I could get somewhere. Of course, I'd like a bunch, but you know, something around 5 or 6, I think, is a pretty good number for the square footage of a building that I'd be able to build there.
And would there be a sign requested in this?
Yes.
And what would be the lighted?
The lighting on it? I hadn't thought of about that far. Truthfully, with a sign, I wouldn't want a big one because I don't really like walk-in customers. I don't want one person coming in and embroidering a towel. I'd rather seek out a larger firm like a big landscaper and do the whole company's work. So I really don't want the daily traffic, but I would want a sign because I'd want to be known, name recognition, things like that. But as far as size, I hadn't thought that far out.
Mr. Burton, this is an application of rezoning. He would be permitted to have whatever signage would be permitted in that district.
In that district, okay. Is a question for you, Mr. Lank. Is 96 feet of frontage enough for an entrance?
It's an existing frontage, and it DelDOT would grant him an entrance permit for whatever design DelDOT came up with, but it would be up to between them and DelDOT.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hutt, the land that you mentioned had recently been rezoned, was that the Townsend property you referenced?
That is the Townsend property.
Okay.
At the end, at the intersection of Airport and Old Landing Road, yes, the north side.
And just a question. In tab E, your agreement of sale indicates it's between Mr. Covella and Billy Hine and or assigns. Is it the intention of Mr. Hine, if the contingency of the rezoning is removed, that he would go ahead and make this settlement, or does he plan on assigning it out to someone else, you know?
He would plan on making the settlement. That gives him the ability to set up an LLC or some other entity or vehicle by which to own the property.
Okay. All right. I have no other questions. Thank you.
Mr. Ross.
The size of the parcel that you're currently at is how big is it?
It's roughly 10 to 12,000 square feet.
So you're going to double the size of the parcel. And then why did you choose a change in zone as opposed to just another conditional use?
I spoke with a bank, and they won't loan on a conditional use. So I'm pretty much going for commercial based on that.
I hear that frequently. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Robertson?
No questions, thanks.
Okay, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat, we'll see how many people are here opposed to your project.
Thank you.
And using the guidance of my mentor, is there anyone here who wants to speak in favor of change of zone 1717? Not seeing anyone, and is anyone here opposed to change of zone number 1717? Again, not seeing or hearing anyone, then the hearing is closed. And gentlemen, as I've learned to say, you're welcome to spend all evening with us to find out if the commission makes a decision on this matter or not, or you can call the office in the morning.
Okay.
And I'll turn the gavel back over to our very capable chairman.
Thank you, sir. Our next public hearing is Ordinance Amendment to Chapter 99, Typical Road Sections for Subdivision.
I think you just read the title of the ordinance.
Yeah.
Chairman, thank you very much. This is a proposed ordinance amendment which eliminates the typical cross-section of a street, which is no longer current in Chapter 99, the subdivision ordinance. Since road design requirements have been established by the County Engineering Department and have been adopted by council. We've talked about this several times. The cross-section in the ordinance is not, it says typical, but it's not really typical. If you go out on each individual site, they're everyone a little different. And it got to a point of being confusing by purchasers, sometimes wanting to know why the street's more oriented toward DelDOT than it is towards the cross-section.
Yeah, and this is the cross-section. And just to bring it even home more clearly, the code was amended to make it based on county engineering standards, but General Code, who produces the code, left this cross-section in, which is no longer applicable. So what this does is just deletes this from the code, just so it's clear that that comes out of it, so there's no confusion.
No.
So really what we need, if you're favorable, I guess, is find out if any members of the audience have any position on it. Otherwise, make a motion recommending approval of it.
Anyone have any questions before we solicit the public? Okay. Is there anyone here that with an interest in ordinance, I forget what it was now. Ordinance Amendment Chapter 99, Typical Road Sections for Subdivision. Mr. Lank, there appears to be no one here to speak. Does anyone on the commission have any further questions?
I understand the proposed ordinance, Mr. Chairman.
All right then. In that case, we'll close the public hearing and refer back to it here shortly. Our next public hearing is Ordinance Amendment Chapter 99, Definition of Property Owner.
This is an ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Section 95-5 and Section 99-13A of the Code of Sussex County to add a definition of property owner. I think you all had the opportunity to review the ordinance amendment. It clarifies the definition of a property owner and the means of calculating consents for purposes of a re-subdivision or alteration of an existing subdivision.
We'd had trouble on that because it was, if you have like one person that owns multiple lots, do they get one vote for each lot, or they get one vote for that one person? Or if you had one lot that had six people on a deed, did you get six votes for that one lot? It was never really spelled out clearly, so this is, makes it clear. So each lot gets one vote.
No matter how many owners there are.
Right, right. Yeah. And if you own one, if you, one person owns 10 lots, they would get 10 votes. They get to vote each lot.
Now, would that be the husband or the wife?
That is a dispute the county is not going to get into.
Mr. Ross, that's beyond the scope of this commission.
I was not going to draft that into the ordinance, let me tell you.
One of the problems was basically it provided the developer with the opportunity to, correct me if I'm wrong, but the opportunity to amend the conditions of their restrictions as long as they maintain a majority of the parcels. And it varied. So they said 75%, they might own 75%, and they get to 74%, they make an amendment. So we've seen that. And it's usually minor issues, but they're still it's taking place. So,
well, and this came up too. I remember one, probably Mr. Wheatley, maybe the only person that remembers Fox Hollow. We had some additional lots that were created, and we went to court on this a while back where there was some confusion on how to count it. So anyways, it just clears it up.
So basically, if we have a subdivision where 50 homes and 10 people have bought properties and the rest of it's owned by the developer would still have control.
Well, that's, I mean, in terms of control, the homeowners association, that type of thing, that's dealt with through a separate statute from anything having to do with the county. It more has to do with if the developer wanted to amend or re-subdivide something within the development. If they owned, if it's 100 lots and they still owned, say, 90 of them, they would be able to consent to more than 50%, you know, allowing the re-subdivision to go through.
I think so. What it means is that the developer has 40 votes and each individual homeowner has one.
Right.
Now, what that means, I can't tell you, but I do know that that's what the ordinance means.
And it doesn't change the 50% threshold. That's still in there, and that's always been in there forever for re-subdivisions or amendments. It just says, how do we calculate that 50%? So it's not a substantive change. It's just a clarification change.
And once the project has been approved and each of the lots are separately deeded or plotted, or how's that work?
When they get final site plan, then each lot's established, so each lot's a vote. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, each lot we get one vote.
Yeah. Any other questions? Hey, is there anyone here with an interest in Ordinance Amendment Chapter 99, definition of property owner? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. Refer back to it shortly.